Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Following on from what Brian was saying there, a number of roads around Cork have been closed due to flooding. A status orange rainfall warning is in effect for Cork, Kerry, Tipperary and Waterford until 9 o'clock tonight. Status yellow wind warning in operation for the rest of the country until 6. Now, Cork City Council has activated its flood plan. The defence forces are on standby and in some parts of Kerry, flooding has made some roads impassable this morning. I'm joined now by David Joyce, who's Director of Operations at Cork City Council, and Sean McInthihig, reporter in Kerry. David, first to you, will you just bring us up to speed with how things are where you are this morning?
Good morning and welcome. Cork had a very difficult night last night. There was significant road flooding across the city between 4am and 6am due to the very, very heavy rainfall that was experienced at that time. Thankfully, no properties were damaged that we're aware of, and the flooding has begun to recede on some roads, but a lot of roads are still impassable. We're experiencing heavy rain and very, very strong winds at present across the city. There are a number of trees down due to the waterlogged nature of the ground. The roots are loosened and the heavy winds are bringing down the trees. And unfortunately, we're not finished. We do expect there to be another river-based flooding event across the city from about 7 to 10pm tonight.
All right, so in for a difficult night. So you are expecting the River Lee to flood then?
We are expecting the River Lee to break its banks, but it's not really just the River Lee, to be fair. It is actually all of the rivers, so it's the Shornock, the Bride, the Curraheen, the Glashaboy, the Tramore, due to the significant bands of heavy rain that are coming across the city at present and into tonight. We do expect a number of them to break their banks at locations as well, which means from a driving perspective, motorists will come across potentially fallen trees or branches on back roads, or significant surface water ponding, and they need to be very, very careful when they're road driving.
It's awful now if you're facing into that, if you live in a place that's at risk. And I know you have advice for people who live and work locally and maybe feeling the fear. David, what are you saying to people?
What we're saying to people is they need to take care of themselves. We have made sandbags available both yesterday and today, and they can be collected if people require them. But at this point in time, similar to last night's event, we expect most of the issues to be related to road flooding, which may cut some people off temporarily, but it will be a short and sharp event. So we would hope that people will be back to normal pretty much by tomorrow morning, tomorrow lunchtime at the latest.
And you have the Defence Forces on standby for anyone who does get into that sort of difficulty?
We do, and if anybody needs to contact Cork City Council, we have a number of our customer care agents online ready to answer people's calls, and the phone number is 021-492-4000. That's 021-492-4000.
Okay, David, thank you very much for joining us and the best of luck in the coming hours. Let's go to Kerry now and to RTE Sean McInthihig, who's there. Kerry seems to be hit the hardest, Sean, is that right?
It is, Claire, as was predicted last night. The Mid Kerry area and South Kerry seems to be taking the brunt of the weather so far. Of course, you've that mighty mountain range of Nacruachadú, the McGillicuddy reeks at its heart there. And last night's deluge is essentially washing down off the mountain and overwhelming the river system. And it's causing widespread flooding. We've got flooding on the main Killarney-Killorglan road, the N72 at Fossa. It's also impassable further down at Ballymallis. And in the last half hour, Lough Bridge, that's the junction from the main Cork Killarney Road where it turns off for Kilgarvan, that's now closed. Kerry County Council is also reporting floods in the Beaufort Kilgobnet area, Ardfert, Liscahan, Ballyroe. The Glen Carr Road at Blackstones Bridge is now closed. In Ivra, you've had bad flooding near Balachasheen. Also some minor roads in Carsevine. All crews are out responding. The sandbags were deployed to the Glenflesk area last night, and council officials tell me that over 4,000 sandbags are available across the county. Poor driving conditions with spot flooding in many places, and I suppose the big fear here is that rain, which is forecasted later today, might cause further flooding. We've had a number of weeks of wet weather. The ground is saturated, especially up in the mountains, and that will simply run off and overwhelm already swollen rivers.
Yeah, and that's what David's saying there in Cork as well, that the worst may be yet to come. Do you have a notion as to what the forecast is? I know that there's an orange warning, isn't there, in place until 9 o'clock tonight for you.
There is. We're expecting more rain, but along with that, very strong winds. And, you know, you would have a certain amount of concern for rivers like the Flesk, the Laon, the River Finihy down near Kenmare, the Clyadach, which has burst its banks. So coupled with high tide, which is at around 3:30 today, coming up to 3 o'clock today, and obviously that'll back up rivers, place pressure at the estuaries. So there is a lot of concern. Kerry County Council has a severe weather emergency line operational. It's 066-718-3588 for anyone who wishes to report issues that require attention by council staff.
Sean, will you give us that number again there?
066-718-3588.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much indeed for that. Sean McEntheig there, and we wish people well in Kerry and in Cork. And it's worth saying, wasn't it lovely hearing Sean talking about all of those beautiful place names in Kerry, and we all look towards the summer and hope that we can visit them when there is no flooding and no rain and no wind and just beautiful sunshine, which we come to expect from such a lovely part of the world. Coming up, are local authorities doing enough to tackle dog fouling? Barry Lenehan reports.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.